Today's shiur is going to be Lulu Nishmas Rav Yosef's mother, Pesha Bas Mendel. This should be the first yard set. She's brachas here also. Everyone wants to do the Lulu Nishmas. Make the brachas Lulu Nishmas. So today, Bez Hashem, I'm going to go back to the Gemara we learned yesterday. Because I want to go like maybe a step further, just to understand a little bit clearer how the Gemara's answer answered the question. Also, a few people weren't here yesterday, so we'll start the Gemara. We'll start the Gemara again. Fine. So, right, remember our Mishnah said, what's the cases? It seemed to say, Ketzat ha'edim na'asim zo'emin. Which, if you open a Gemara Mach, because you understand, it's asking, what's the classic case of Edim Zomim? That's your understand? Right? If you're opening a Masechta Mach, because you're probably telling me about Edim Zomim, I'm assuming you're going to give me the most normal case, a regular classic case of Edim Zomim. What happens? What does the Mishnah say after that? We say cases that are irregular, that you don't give the Edim the same thing they wanted to do. Right? The Torah says, do Kasha Zama. What the Edim plan to do, the witnesses plan to do, we should do back to them. And the Mishnah gives us two cases where we don't give them the same punishment. So that's the Gemara's first question. The Gemara says, "Ha ketzad ein ha'edim na'asim zo'emin b'bayale." It should say, what's a case that the edim do not become edim zo'emin? What's a case that's not when you're not carrying out kasher zama? Because that's where assuming you're opening Masechta Makos. You should tell me the normal case. And if you want to tell me, you're starting the Masechta telling me an irregular case, you have to tell me what you're doing. Right? When you open a Masechta, you tell me, what's a case of Edim Zomim? I'm assuming you tell me the regular case of Edim Zomim. If you want to do anything different, you have to tell me, explain to me what you're doing. You have to tell me, Ketzat Eina Edim Nasim Zomim. So that's the Gemara's first question. So Ketzat Eina Edim Nasim Zomim Bailey. That's the Gemara's first question. Now, Ba'od is another question.
In the first question, you said there's two parts, right?
Oh, so the really we're explaining
so
is
where did you get the first part from?
No, because
understand the second part. It says you should have said ain, because you're talking about non-optimal cases. But earlier you said that it should have been that. Why are you bringing me? What did you say? Why are you bringing me non-optimal cases when it appears that we're just starting the topic of
so I saw that in the Gemara's one for one. The Gemara's answer. I understood
it's not
that
clearly in the question. About, right. The first part.
Now you don't really see it clearly, but that's really what the question is. I mean, that's really the question. Because when you see the answer from the Gemara's Teretz, you see it. Because the Gemara, if the Gemara's answer, we'll get to the Gemara's
answer. You get more questions when you realize what the answer is.
When you see the answer, you understand clearly what the question was. Because
I didn't see it when I went through the question.
No,
you don't see it in the question.
Nachon, but
it seems obvious, but it doesn't say it clearly. And then the answer is even more obvious.
Oh, that's what's called Tersh Baal Peh. Right. Meaning Tersh Baal, just because the Torah is written down, it's still Tersh Baal Peh. Most of the things are underneath the Gemara, beneath the surface. Okay. Oh, you're right, you don't see it clearly in the wording of the question. Fine. Oh, fine. So that's the Gemara's question. The Gemara is saying, "Hakeitzat ein edim nasa zomim b'ayim." That's the Gemara's first question. Then another question. Midiktani lekaman. For the fact, the Gemara says further on, Ra'an daf hey. What does the Gemara say in daf hey? Aval amru lahem heich atem eidim shevato hayom atem hayte iman. How could you say eidus today if that day you were with us for makom ploni? Hare iluzom. So the Mishnah on daf hey seems to be telling me what the classic case of eidim zomim is, right? So what's the Gemara's second question?
But it doesn't say it.
No, that's in the end of the Mishnah. This is what's according to
the Mishnah. Doesn't say.
Look at the end of the Mishnah on that hey.
Yeah,
it's in the middle of the Mishnah. It's
a long Mishnah.
It's a long Mishnah. Say half the second half of the Mishnah, like it's more in the middle of the Mishnah. Reading it says, "Allah Amru Lahem
Hey."
Oh, sorry, Allah Zamin. Good. So we're saying also another question is the classic case of Edim Zomim is said the Mishnah on that hey talks about it. So it doesn't make sense that here you should be talking about it again. Meaning, how many times you talk about the same thing? Here, it sounds like you're talking about the classic case of Edim Zomim. But the problem is, on daf hey already, it says that's the topic, talking about the regular case of Edim Zomim. So we have two questions. Our first question is that you should tell me, the Mishnah should start off saying, what's the cases where it's not a case of Eidim Zomim? You're not giving the witnesses what they tried to give. That's the first question. But the second question is, also, why are you starting off making believe you're telling me the classic case of Eidim Zomim, if that's the job of the next Mishnah? The Mishnah Daf Hei is doing that job. That's definitely...
That order.
Rabbi Yosef is saying, and deeper underneath this question also lies like a Rabbi Yosef saying a better question, which really is what I was saying. That was in part of the first question. You want to say it's part of the second question, that if anything, when you're starting with Sechta, you should start with the normal case instead of saying with the, starting with the irregular case. You should start with the regular case.
Unless you're going to say that already in Sanhedrin we were talking about this situation. So you have to continue it.
That's the Gemara's answer. Very good. That's the Gemara's answer. What's the Gemara saying? So the Gemara says, Tana hatam kai. This is the Gemara's answer. The Gemara's answer is, our Tana is going back on the end of Sanhedrin. Like we explained yesterday, the last halachas of Sanhedrin, besides for the last parak, the last topic we're talking about, the Misa and the Makas, the Zalman, over there was speaking about this case. And Makas is the next Masechta. So the Tana was continuing as a continuation. That's the Gemara says. Tana hatam kai. Our Tana is going back on over there as a continuation from Sanhedrin. Now what does it say in Sanhedrin? It said over there, Kol HaZomim, all cases of Edim Zomim, right, which means the Edim, which we do to them, what they plan to do to the other person, Makdimin lo oto mita, we introduce them to the same exact Misa they wanted to give to the other person. Chutz mizomei bat kohen u'po'ala. Except for a case of Edim Zomim on a daughter of a kohen and the person that was with her. Right, like we Rashi explained to us, right, what's the special halacha for a daughter of a kohen? Right, a daughter of a kohen who's a married woman, and she goes now with another man. Right, so usually in most scenarios, a regular case, the punishment is chenek, is to be strangled. However, a bas kohen, since she's expected to be on a higher level, she gets her own special punishment of sreifa, that she gets burned. We pour boiling lead down her throat. So over there, what's the halacha? She'en makdimin la'otamita. We don't introduce the Edim Zomim to the same death. Ela l'mita acheret, rather to another misa. Which, what was the case over there? Two Edim come and say, the daughter of a kohen is a married woman, she was with a certain man. Right? So what would be the halacha? What would the woman, we would give her sreifa. Right? The man, we would give chenek. Right? So what would you think? Usually Edim Zomim, we said yesterday, you should give them exactly what they wanted to do to the other person. Right? We give the Eidim what they wanted to do. They plan to do two things. They were planning on giving Sreifa and Chanek. So the Sfarsh...
Maybe their Zomimut, I don't know how to say it, was on one of them.
No, it was on both. Because also, it has, the story was... So, right, the story
so
is...
Zomimut. I mean, so it's not the one against one, it's the two against the other.
It's not about Kohen.
Meaning, who is the woman?
Anyway, it's strangled.
As soon as you testify on one, you testify on the other.
You're testifying on a story. This man was with a certain woman. We have to give a full story.
There was a man. We don't know where she is.
Yeah, if you're saying this man was with someone, this and that, you're not going to have a nice day.
It could be the case where they identified the woman, but they had no idea who the guy was.
But there had to be a man and a woman in the story. We'll go a simple story. The case over there is simple. That they were testifying the man and the lady. Right. It would be different than other cases. This is a simple case, the Gemara over there.
If you don't know the man, he still gets headache. The issue is that she gets straight, but he gets headache.
Oh, because that's that.
If someone was identified, who was this guy? And I didn't see him. I saw the woman clearly.
Saw the woman. She's married. She's a married woman.
No, I don't know the guy.
Doesn't matter. The punishment is still straight and headache. Even if it's Hennick on Plony, you don't know who it is, it's still straight for Hennick. But then you got straight for Hennick, you can't take that to the Zomim.
Fine, very good. So we're saying
it can only be the more lenient one.
So we would assume, usually, if you were being an Eid Zomim on straight for Hennick, we would think you should give the punishment, which you can't give the guy Sreifa and Chanek, so you would think you give just Sreifa, which in this case we give it's a stricter. The Torah considers Sreifa stricter. Sreifa is stricter than Chanek. So if this guy wants these Edim Zomim want to give other people Sreifa and Chanek, the first assumption would be, according to the rules of Edim Zomim, do to them what they want to do to others, She gives Sreifa, right? So even though, so you should, that's what that Gemara says, you should give Sreifa. But the Gemara says over there, the Chiddush is not. Gemara says over there, since it says, Vasitem lo kasher zaman, the Gemara Rashi brought down, the Gemara makes a drasha, you should do to them what they wanted to do to him, and not what they wanted to do to her. And in this scenario, what they wanted to do to him was strangling, therefore you don't give Sreifa. So we have a scenario, usually we say, what you plan to do should get done on you. But in this scenario, even though you plan to give Sreifa and Chenek, and so we would assume you should get Sreifa, he was saying, no, we'll only give you the one, which is, we'll give you Chenek because of the special pasuk. That's what this Gemara wants to say. So we have a scenario, we're giving you half of what you plan to do. Usually, what you plan to do, we give back on you. So here we have a scenario, a special pasuk teaches me that we're going to like zoom in on the story, and we'll do to you what you plan to do to the man. Instead of giving you what you plan on doing to the woman, the pasuk teaches me, do to you only what you plan on doing to the man. So we see already, it's not exactly a perfect case of kasher zaman. We're not doing to you exactly what you plan on doing to the other people. That's in Sanhedrin. So
that's the first exception.
That's the first exception. So Sanhedrin is, we're doing a little bit of what you plan to do, but not all the way. We're going halfway. Right? You plan to do chenek and sreifa. We're giving the guy just chenek. So let's read the Gemara inside. So Tana, our Tana, Hatam Kai. He's going back on over there, meaning on the last over there in the end of Sanhedrin. That it says over there, Kol Hazomimin, all Zomimin, meaning all cases of Edom Zomimin, Makdimin lo Talmita. We introduce them to the same Misa, meaning that they wanted to give to the other person. Chutz besides Mizomame Bat Kohen Ubala, for someone who's an Eid Zomim on the daughter of a Kohen, and the person was with her, that what's the halacha over there? She'ein makdimin la'otam mita. We don't introduce them to the same Misa, which is the Sreifa. Ela mita acheret, rather to another Misa, we give them only Chenek. And now our Mishnah, now we're flowing straight into our Mishnah. Comes our Mishnah in Makos, because that's the flow. V'yesh edim zomin, and there are also cases of edim zomin, acherim, another case, she'ein osim bahem, that we do not do to them din hazama, the rule of hazama, meaning the rule of kasher zamam, you should do to them what they want to do, kol ikr at all. We don't do it at all. So the Mishnah said, Hedrian, we do halfway what they wanted to do. We give them like a semi, what you wanted to do, we do unto you. Because they wanted to give chenek and sreifa. We give them just chenek. Over here, we don't give you the punishment at all. In
is
our
this
Mishnah,
last little piece written in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, but there are other zomim that go other than exactly like we just said.
No,
so it's not. It's not the flow right.
We have to stick that into our words of our Mishnah. That's what Rashi has tried to help us fit it in and squeeze it in. That's why I want to go over this Gemara to try to understand how the Gemara's answer. How do we squeeze it into our Mishnah? Because like Rav Tzvi is saying, all these words, we're sticking them, we're putting them between the lines in our Mishnah. Right, that Mishnah says, is one case. Our Mishnah is kind to tell me, you know something? I have another case, also, which you don't give the same punishment. And not only that, you don't give at all the punishment that the Eidim wanted to give. Right, these Eidim wanted to make this guy into a Chalal. And we're giving them Malkus. So, it comes that our Mishnah is a continuation of the Mishnah Sanhedrin. So again, it says, so let's read it again. The Yesh Edim Zomimin. This is like our Mishnah already talking. It's between the words in our Mishnah. There are Edim Zomimin Acherim, other Edim Zomimin, another case. She'en Osim Bahem, we do not do with them Din Hazama, the rule of Kasher Zama, Kol Ikar at all. Ela Makut Arba'im. Rather, we give Malkus Arba'im. So this you all have to know before we even start our Mishnah. That's like the Rebbe says in Shir.
That's
like,
right.
This is all the Rebbe's here. Now our Mishnah starts. This is making believe that this is in our Mishnah now. Ketzad me'idin. Ketzad. What's the case? Right. What's the case of what? What's the case? Now that's what we understand. Our Mishnah Gemara is starting off Ketzad. We're in the middle of a Shir. We thought the Shir is starting now. We thought we opened Makkos. We're starting Shir now. No. The Rebbe's in the middle of a Shir from Sanhedrin. And he's continuing the Shir from yesterday. So you have to figure out the connecting piece. He comes to the Shir. He says, Rabbi Yisrael, today I'm telling you even a bigger Chiddush. There's a case. They don't give them the rule of Hazama at all. And what's the case? Comes our Mishnah, says, Ketzad. What's the case? So, Me'idin Anu Be'ish Ploni, Shu Ben Grusha Me'chalutza. Right, there's our Mishnah talking now. We're saying Edison, a certain person, that he's the son of a divorced lady or of a chalutza who married a kohen. Ein omrim, we do not say, Yaseh zeh, make this witness ben grusha or ben chalutza tachta. Make the ben grusha ben chalutza in place of him, in place of this person in, that they're trying to say the edus on. Ela loket arba'im, rather, hit 40 times. Now, every time you finish a Gemara's answer, they try to figure out how we answered the question. So let's go back for a minute to think about what was our two questions. Some people think it's simple, but maybe we'll go through it slowly for me. I don't think it's so simple. For people like me.
I'll tell you why this point is simple. You can only do Zaman, to the false Edim, the Kohanim.
Fine.
You got a Yisrael or Levi, okay, you're a son of a divorced woman. So what?
Fine.
So what? You can't find, it's no punishment. You're telling something else to do it with.
No, you're right. So, but
and the Malkot was very embarrassing. It's not even painful, it's very embarrassing.
Okay.
Although they would soil their clothes in the middle, too.
Fine. So now, how does Gemara's answer our question? Let's think for a minute. We have to always figure out, because I was going through a review of today a little bit, and we saw that when we saw the answer, we didn't really understand the question. We understood the question better. Once you see an answer, you try to match it up to the question. It has to be understand a lot of times, understand the question better. So again, what was our question? We had two questions. What was our first question? Our first question was, you're starting a Mishnah in Makos, and you're telling me, what's the case of Edom Zomim? You're going and telling me a case that's not a normal case of Edom Zomim. A case, right, where you don't give them the same punishment they plan to give. Right, if you read the Pesukim of the Torah, it says, you do to the witnesses that they plan to do to others. Comes a Mishnah Makos, says, what's the case of Edom Zomim? Also, you throw me off track. You tell me a case that you give Malkus instead. Don't give them what they plan to do, give Malkus. Right? So that was our question. So if you're telling me that, we said, you should have told me what's the case that you don't give them the same punishment. That's how the Mishnah should have started. That was our question.
Right.
So what's the Gemara's answer now? So what's the Gemara answering now? What are we saying now? We're saying now, because you don't understand what we're talking about. You thought the Masechta started today. You thought we just started the Sugya today. You thought you came in, it's a new Chabur, you thought you started today. You didn't realize that when our Mishnah says the word Edim, the first says Ketzad Ha'edim, we're not talking about regular Edim. We're talking about the Edim, which of the ones we were talking about, Masechta Sanhedrin still. That's the Edim we're talking about. That's the Gemara's answer. The people that don't have the normal Kasher Zama. So we thought, right, the Gemara said, okay, and we said, wait a minute, Edim, if I say Edim, I'm expecting you to talk about Ketzad Edim, what's the normal case of Edim, what's the normal case of regular witnesses of Edim Zomim, right? Because that's my first thought. You're opening with Sechta, talking about Edim Zomim and Makas, should we be talking about a normal case, the normal scenario. But now that you're telling me, I'm still stuck on the Sugya Sanhedrin, you know, like sometimes you go to Shia like today, we're still continuing the Shia from yesterday. And then soon, halfway through the Shia, you start the next day Shia. So when they started learning Makas, they were still finishing the shir from Sanhedrin. And then when they got to Daf Hey, they started a new shir. Really, you could really start the Masechta maybe even on Daf Hey, and this is really connected to the end of Sanhedrin. For some reason they cut it up like this, but really, this from this Mishnah till Daf Hey really belongs to the end of Sanhedrin. And then, it could be we talked about Malkas, we put it here, but really it's connected to the end of Sanhedrin. So again, our Kumar's question was, when you say case of the Edim, I'm expecting you to talk about the normal case of Edim Zomim, right? If you're not talking about the normal case, you say, tell me what you're talking about. Tell me what's an abnormal case. What's the Gemara answering me? Reuven, it's good? You agree? So what's the Gemara answering? The Gemara saying, no, we're continuing Sanhedrin. So therefore, when I say case of the Edim, what's the case of, what type of Edim we're talking about? We know already from Sanhedrin, we're talking about the irregular case of Edim Zomim. Already know that we're not talking about the norm. So that's how this answered the first question. It's very important what I got clear today with Rabbi Yosef that we didn't speak out yesterday. I mean, how it answers the question. Fine, that was first. Also, what was the second question? Our second question was, how could it be you're dealing with the normal case of Edom Zomim on Daf Beis? That's the job. The Mishnah on Daf Hey already. Why are you doing the same thing? It doesn't make sense. You're doing it here, you're doing it there. So now what's the Gemara answering? You're right. We're not talking about the case.
You're trying to do it here.
But it's coming out now. We're not even trying. Because now we're saying we're not trying to talk about the normal case now.
So then the second question doesn't exist?
No, the particular question was, it seemed...
The question of the first answer cancels out the second question.
Nahan, 100%. Automatically now, we
answer both questions.
I'm just going, Nahan, you're right. I'm just speaking it out. Okay, so automatically now.
I didn't get this before.
So automatically now, that if you're telling me now you're continuing with Masechet Sanhedrin, very good. We were bothered. What was the Gemara's second question? Why are you dealing with the normal case that you sound like you're talking about the normal case of Edom Zomim? That's the job of the Mishnah on Daf Hey. Now we understand. No, you're right. The point of our Mishnah was not to tell you the normal case of Edom Zomim, even though you thought it would because the beginning of the Masechta. We're just continuing from Sanhedrin. You're right. The Mishnah on Daf Hey is what starts dealing with the regular case of Edom Zomim. I just wanted to go over that. What?
Which is weird in itself.
Fine. Yeah, but it's not
so. Should have been in Sanhedrin. Or at least in the beginning of here. And the ending of Sanhedrin should have been here.
Yeah, so Rabbi Yitzchak is asking, so why are we first talking about the Mishnah on Daf Bey, that's talking about our irregular case of Edom Zomim? And also on Daf Hey, you start giving me the regular case, right?
And you can tell by the name of the parak. It says Eilu Anithnakim. So it only came up because they were talking about different cases of Chenek. So then it came up to Bas Kohen that Edom Zomim also on that case get Chenek.
So really,
not even on purpose. It just came up in
So really, you have to realize what happened. Over here, we were talking about Chenek, then we talked about Edom Zomim. And then really, our whole Masechta also is about Edom Zomim. So if they see the flow. But you're
talking about Edom Zomim, the whole last parak of Eilu Anithnakim, right? I mean, the
end of it, yeah.
Where they get into another situation, if someone gets Chenek, happens to be Edom Zomim of a Bas Kohen. So they get what the Noach gets, which is Chenek.
Right.
It wasn't even on purpose. It really it works out.
Also, what's the exact wording in Tova?
Kasher Zaman.
Kasher Zaman. Okay, now, you have to understand what Kasher Zaman means. Okay? For instance, in with the case we're talking about, why he's getting malkot instead of being killed or whatever. What was his idea? He wanted to embarrass the person, cause embarrassment, cause him a denigration in the Kahal. And also, maybe his children should also be in an embarrassing situation.
Plus a monetary loss, probably.
And so, if he gets these 39 whippings, it's very embarrassing. Okay, but if you, like we said, you tell a Levi or a Kohen that, okay, he's about to go shout, you know, so what? But if you whip him, and he goes down walking down the street with his hair fizzed out and his toes, his clothes torn and soiled. That's an extreme embarrassment, and everyone will talk. Oh, the kids in town will talk. Ha ha! Your father, you know. That is a scares a mom. Lemaaseh, that is a scares a mom.
But it's not kasher zaman, because the Torah says do exactly what you said you're going to do to the other person.
Hey, what did exactly say?
It's not kasher zaman. Kasher zaman, the normal kasher zaman, the Mishnah and the Daf says do exactly.
Right. But there are cases where the normal kasher zaman would not have the effect.
Fine, so that's our mission saying.
The Kohanim have to have the same effect that they had that they want to do the person.
Fine, right. Could be. Fine.
Because they say, okay, you're about to go, so
that,
what?
Discusses that after
now. It has no effect.
Why do you do
this? It does have effect of that will do the go ahead.
Good. That's way ahead. We talk about why are we doing 40 makas instead of another punishment.
Right, so speak about that on the next stop. But so Rabbi Yossi was asking a question. He's saying, why? It's still because they're a little bit interesting. That we're coming out now that first our Masechta is starting with the case of an irregular case of Makos. And then we're talking about a case of a regular case. And we start talking about a normal case. Usually, if you start a Masechta, first tell me the regular cases, the regular way things go. And afterwards, maybe explain to me the normal cases. So that really was what was bothering the Gemara in a way. But the answer is also, this Mishnah is a continuation of the Mishnah on Sanhedrin, right? So that's why it had to come first. It had to come first. Because that's why we understand. Now we also, that was really the Gemara's question. The Mishnah Daf Hey talks about the normal case. So really, from the Gemara, we also understand that answer to another question, right? That why we first talk about a not regular case of Edom Zomim, and then Daf Hey is a regular case. Because our Mishnah is a continuation from Sanhedrin. We want to finish the topic. We're still on the topic. We want you to get confused. Especially, it used to be, if they remember the Mishnah, by heart. They used to a lot of times put things that are connected. A lot of Mishnah is the same idea you put together. Now also, why is this not so? Rabbi Yossi was asking, why is this not in Sanhedrin? So this is not in Sanhedrin because this is a Masechet Makot. So we want to tell you times when you get Makot. So that's why, in this case, instead of doing Kasher Zaman, we give you Malkut, we give you Makot. That's why starting in the Masechet of Makot, we didn't leave it for the end of Sanhedrin. Good, fine. So that's just, we're trying to explain now how the Gemara's answers answer the questions. Fine. Fine, so now we're going to try to start and the next Gemara. Oh, so let's see the Gemara inside. So Gemara says, we're starting from Minahani Mili. 8 lines from the bottom. Right? The Gemara says, Minahani Mili. From where do we know this? Now, every time the Gemara says Minahani Mili, where do you know what? So usually, it usually goes in order of the Mishnah. When you say Minahani Mili the first time, it's usually going on the first case of the Mishnah. I'm telling you, how do we know this? Meaning, we had in the Mishnah 2 cases, right? We're asking, how do you know this? What are you trying to figure out? So usually it goes in sequence. So now we're trying to figure out the first halacha of the Mishnah. What was the first halacha of the Mishnah? First halacha of the Mishnah was that when someone says Eidos, that this person is a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, the halacha is they get Malchus. They don't get, right? The halacha is that they get Malchus and they don't become a Chalut. So you want to know, where do you know, usually what's the halacha? Kasha Zama. Exactly what you wanted to do, you witnesses, that's what gets done to you. So how do we know that this is an exception to the rule? Where's the Mishnah know it from? Where do we know that if you try to make someone into a challah, how do we know that we don't do it back to you? Maybe we should carry out the regular rule of kasher zama. So who told our Mishnah to make an exception to the rule? But say, Mina Hanimil, from where are these words? Where do you know this thing? Where do you know this halacha from? So Amar Yeshua ben Levi, Yeshua ben Levi says, the Amar Krok, the Pasuk says, Vasitem lo kasher zama. Do to him like what he planned to do. Meaning, do to the witness exactly what he planned to do unto the other person. So what do we say? We make a drasha that it says, lo, velo lazara. Specifically do back to him what he wanted to do, and not to his children. Because let's say we have a scenario where we make these Edom Zomim into a Chalom. Right? Let's say two Edom come, and they make a certain guy into a Chalom. They say, this guy's mother is a divorced woman who married a Kohen. Right? So these witnesses are trying to make this person into a Chalom. Right? What should we do to them according to the regular rules? Meaning, what should we do to the Edom? Okay. Make him into a Chalom. The regular rules is make him into a Chalom. So who told us that you don't do that in this case? So the Gemara answers, because it says, Vasitem lo ka'asher zaman. Do to him what he planned to do. Now what's going to happen if we make a guy into a Chalom? Automatically, what happens to his children? His children also become a Chalom. And that's not fair. The Torah said only do to him. Like, if this guy is a bad guy, he likes to say false witnesses and best in, says, why should his kids get messed up? The Torah says, do to him like what he planned to do. So we're saying, lo velo lazara, do to him and not to his children. That's what the Gemara is saying. So the Gemara is a simple question. Good, so you don't want to make his children puzzle. Still, why don't you make him puzzle? Velo lifslu lazara. Don't make his children puzzle. So in that, the Gemara says, "Be'inan kasher zamam laso."
What if neither had children?
Still, if potentially you would make him his children puzzle, then it would come at potentially even if he didn't have children now, you would make his children puzzle. If you're saying Edasonic, potentially if he doesn't have children right now, if you'd say Edasonic guy that this guy is a chal, in the future when he'll have children. What's that halacha?
Hello.
There'll be a challah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Even if there's no children today.
What they could have done, I didn't know why they didn't. This Hotzat Lashon Hara is equated to murder. Kal v'chomer Hotzat Shem Ra. They could have maybe categorized him as, if he was a Kohen, Kohen Sharak et Nefesh. A Kohen that murdered somebody is not allowed to do the Tafkiri of a Kohen, but his children can. But if he's not a Kohen, again, it doesn't mean anything. That's probably why they did what they did.
That's
not what
he took off. That wouldn't be the man. He didn't try to do that.
Yeah. Fine. So again, what's this Gemara saying?
How do we see for this pasuk also about Malchus also? Do we see for this pasuk?
Yeah, the Gemara on the base. No, so. Right, we're asking.
We learn lashes from this pasuk.
No, so it's not from this pasuk. From this pasuk, we're just proving that you don't give the guy what he wanted to do. You don't carry out the regular rule, kasher zamam, says do to him, do to the witnesses what they tried to do to the other person. This pasuk teaches that you don't do that. How do we know that we give lashes in place? That thing Gemara on the base, the whole Gemara, no, there's a Gemara, there's a big fat Gemara on the whole stuff, base on the base that goes through it, a whole fat Gemara that works out to teach us how you know you get Malkus instead. This Gemara is teaching us step one. How do we know you don't give them what they wanted to carry out on the other person? How do we know you don't make the Eidim into a Kala? That's our question right now. How do you know you don't make the witnesses into a apostle? That's the Gemara's question. That's what Gemara wants to know right now. So again, let me use the board a little bit. Make them hop a little bit. I don't know. Should we time is it?
7 minutes.
It's fine. So again, what was our case? What's the case of Chalom? You have a guy, you have two witnesses. People right away, but fine, you have this guy, and you have another, you have two witnesses. I have two witnesses, and they're saying Eidos, that this guy is a Chalom. Right? They want to say this guy's a Ches, this guy's a Chalom. The two Eidim want to say this guy's a Chalom, right? Now, what happens then? If he's a Chalom, then all his children become a bunch of little Chalos over here. All these guys are Chalos. Right? All his children become Chalos. That's what happens. If he's a Chalom, he has a bunch of little guys, Chalom, walking around. So now, what was the question? They want to make him a Chalom.
Right.
So the question was to make them a Chalom. Why don't you make them a Chalom? Our mission says, give these guys malchus. Don't make them into a Chalom.
But you can't if they're not Levi, they're not a
Kohen. We're talking about he's a Kohen. The case that Rashi already said, the case that we're talking about, he's a Kohen. So the question is, why don't you, the Mishnah says, even though usually the rule is, do to them whatever they wanted to do to him, so according to the rules, you should make these guys into a Chalom.
The Pasuk says,
comes a Pasuk that says, no, you know why? Because if this guy becomes a Chalom, if you're going to make this guy into a Chalom, let's say you make this guy into a Chalom, you know what happens? All his kids are also going to become Chalom. Right? All these guys are going to become Chaloms. Right? That's the halacha. If you're a Chalom, if you're a messed up coin, your children become messed up. Right? So why can't you do that? Because the Torah says, look, the Torah says a word to him. It says, do to him what he wanted to do to them. Nachon? If you're going to make all his kids Chalom, it's not fair. The Torah says, only do to him. His kids didn't do anything wrong. If this guy's a messed up guy, he likes to get false witnesses invested. So you can't do it to the kid. So a positive Allah tells me, only do to him what he tried to do to this guy. So you can't make these guys at the Chalom. That's out of the question, the Gemara said. The positive teaches me, you can only do to him what he wants to do to them.
What does it say?
That's the positive said.
There's two people in
Adam. It's talking to each one specifically. See, the law, the Torah is talking to each guy. The Torah talks to each one.
Plural form, couldn't say to them.
Yeah, it's a good question. The Torah talks to each guy. Each guy has his own lives. So each guy has his own.
That teaches that specifically, probably. That teaches his law to him, and not if it would have taught us to them.
If we would say to them.
It would have said to them, then we'd have the same case.
We would think that the children become possible. I have to say to him, talk to each guy separately in order to learn how to sell up. So usually, whatever you do to this guy wants to do, you do back. So what should we do back? Make him a chalom, messed up coin, all his children a messed up coin. That's what we should do. The Torah said, you can't do that. Stop. You can't do that. The Torah said, you could only do to him what he wants to do to them. His kids, don't mix his kids into the picture. He's a messed up person, it's his problem. If he has issues, don't mess up his kids. That's step one. So you can't mess up his kids because it says that's the law. You only allowed to make him a chalom. Now the Gemara, what's the next step? So the Gemara says, fine. So at least make him a chalom now. If he wants to make them a chalom, fine. His kids you can't do because they didn't do anything wrong. The pasuk says only do to him. So why don't you just make him a chalom? But that would say that we have another problem. The Torah says you have to do kasher zama. You have to do kasher zama. And it says kasher zama. You have to do to him exactly what he wants to do to them. Now we just said, you can't do exactly. What did this guy want to do to them? He wanted to make him and all his kids possible, right? And we can't do that to him. The Torah tells me, well, you can't mess these guys up. So you can't make an exact picture. So once it's not an exact picture, you can't make them chalal either. Steps in the Gemara, right? The Gemara says, watch it again. The Gemara says,
nothing.
It's, in this case, it's all or nothing.
Although it's interesting that if you're gonna change it and do malchus, which completely loves a man, so why not stick with half of chetzi zaman, keep it just to him, the second step?
Okay, because this case is kasher zaman, do exactly what you do want.
What do you mean half?
Meaning, once you decided that you're not doing kashrut at all, you're giving malka, you're giving something completely different. So why not stick with?
You have, because then you'll have chol kohanim walking around.
But Ruben's saying if you're giving a whole new punishment anyway.
The second one, where you just make him.
You can't. Because you'll have a bunch of chalalim walking around.
Nope.
They're gonna give birth to kids. They are not gonna know if you came from halal.
The answer is a psukim. Then why not a bais is a really special psukim that you give malchus? That's what. We make a drush out of psukim. That's what. So kasher done. So I hear you're asking, why giving a whole new punishment? At least you would think give this punishment. But the Torah says kasher done. You can. It's psukim. It's drush. It's right. In logic, you would say that.
Okay.
But the psukim say kasher done. You have to give the same exact. And why you get malchus? The Gemara on the bais brings different psukim. So again, our Gemara wants to know, how in the world do you know you don't make this guy into a chal? The rule always is, whatever you do to them, you want them to do to them, you should do back to you. So why don't you make you and all your children a chalal, the eighth? Right? That was the Gemara's question. The Gemara says, stop. You can't make his children a chalal, because the Pasuk says only do to him. They didn't do anything wrong, these kids. They're a bunch of little innocent kids that they're not even born yet. You can't mess these guys up, because their father is a messed up guy. Their father likes to say false witness and best, and people like to pay him off. You can't make his kids pasul. That's step one. Now, once that's true, you can't make his kids pasul. So you can't either make the father pasul, because then this case wouldn't match up. The minute you tell me you can't make his kids pasul, that means you're not giving these Aiden exactly what they wanted to give to this guy. Because this guy, they wanted to make him pasul and his children pasul. Right? So you can't make it can't be a karma copy. So therefore, it's all or nothing. That's what the Gemara says. The Torah teaches me, kasher zaman. You have to do exactly to them what they want to do. If it can't be, out the window. Go give them something else. You can't give them this punishment. Right? Our Beis is going to say, give them malchus. So tomorrow, to try to review this Gemara, this Minani Mili, we'll try to see Rashi also with this Minani Mili. We have time, we'll also go further in the next Kalachomer. So I'll be a little hard Kalachomer.